partnership among nations in terms of security is something that has always been there. But if you narrow it down to this specific agreement, then you will say there are a lot of things that need to be looked at before it is ratified. And some of them include the immunity clause that has been put in there. We don't have to give them immunity at all, not even the military themselves. But the clause says the U.S. military officers, including their contractors, when in security terms, you say security contractor, so it's not just people who are building roads or the build industry. It also includes people who are armed and will provide some sort of security protection for either the U.S. military installations or for some of the facilities that have been listed in the agreement. And I think the agreement doesn't also have time limits. I'm wondering what sort of agreement will not have time limits. And so one of the things that needs to be looked at should be time limits and also benefits to us as a nation. I know there is an addendum, a memo by the Minister of Defense that says these are the benefits that are going to accrue to us. But I think that in this agreement, you want an approach that actually specifies what we are getting and what they are getting.
Mr. Bonar said Ghana risks some form of terrorist attack if it agrees to host the U.S. military in the country where it will deploy its troops to other countries.
We stand 90% chance of attracting some form of attack onto ourselves because you don't have to go far. Most of the areas that U.S. and other countries have some of these attacks. You want to talk about Mali, you want to talk about Niger, the list goes on and on and on and on. I wouldn't say no, because then already we know that Ghana is at high risk of terrorist attacks.
Going forward, should Ghana agree to the terms or we have to abrogate this agreement altogether?
I think it has not been ratified. Cabinet has approved it, but then it's now in the August House of Parliament ratified. And so until that, we want to say we don't have an agreement. We don't have an agreement. And so I would say, well, we have to look at it. I know there are some benefits according to the addendum or the memo that has been the accompanying memo. I would have wished that instead of 20 million, it should be something substantial. If you look at what the U.S. will do for other countries who they consider to be very important, and they have to collaborate with them in terms of military, and they need their support. The U.S. wouldn't bother throwing $1 billion to a country once they would get your support to use your facility or for you to support them some of these things. So all we need is tough negotiators who will bid high and say, you take this or leave it.
You heard security analyst Adam Bonar talking to Felix Kofi.